Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's September 24th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era 5950 purchased from Hat Club. Satin. I feel like this camp could very well answer the phone and hear, "Hey, it's the 80s. We'd like our hat back." Which is why this is today's camp. Because on this date in 1984, the Cubs would clinch the NL East with a 4-1 victory over the Pirates at Three Rivers Stadium. Cubs fans of just about any age are all too familiar with the term lovable losers, but I think it's tough for folks who aren't from here to comprehend just how bad they were and for how long. After dropping Game 7 of the 1945 World Series at Wrigley, the Cubs had barely sniffed the playoffs. 1969's expansion brought with it divisional play and the introduction of the League Championship Series, which they almost capitalized on that very year. But they didn't. Stupid black cat at Shea. 15 seasons on from that expansion, the Cubs had still never finished closer than 5 games back, but in a world where hope springs eternal, 84 had to be the year, right? Ish? The summer of 81 meant the players' strike, but more importantly, it meant new ownership for the Cubs, with the Wrigley's selling the team and the ballpark to the Tribune Corporation for $20.5 million, which these days wouldn't even rank in the top 50 annual salaries in Major League Baseball. The Trib had the good sense to bring in Dallas Green, who'd led the Phillies to their first ever world title the previous year, and who began building a new tradition on the North Side.